GOP presidential hopefuls continue their last push for votes in Florida ahead of Tuesday's primary, and there was plenty of sparring in last night's CNN debate in the Sunshine State. Frontrunners Newt Gingrich and Mitt Romney argued over immigration, their personal finances, even a proposal to colonize the moon.
Joining us now to talk all about it, Gordon Peterson, moderator of Inside Washington. Hiya, Gordon.
Hiya. I'm going to need Dramamine to keep up with this one.
No, I mean, fooling.
It's amazing. Gingrich did not have a great debate. He told the Washington Post that the reason he seemed less feisty during last night's CNN debate was that he was shocked by what Gingrich called Romney's totally dishonest answers to Wolf Blitzer's questions. And he said that Romney's performance was the most blatantly dishonest performance by a presidential candidate I've ever seen. You know, he tends to speak in superlatives.
Hey, is the momentum shifting in Florida right now? Gingrich had all the momentum going into the Florida race, but is Romney now making it more advantageous to himself?
Yeah, well, that's why I say he needs some Dramamine, because a few days ago they were neck and neck in the Quinnipiac poll, but now there's a new Quinnipiac poll that has Romney 9 points ahead. There's a Wall Street Journal NBC News poll released today that has Gingrich leading Romney nationally, but as you know, the primaries are fought state by state. But the Wall Street Journal does show Romney performing much better than Gingrich one-on-one against Obama. You mentioned immigration. Romney got back at Gingrich for calling him the most anti-immigrant candidate. There's that superlative again. Anyway, Romney looked at him and said, "The idea that I'm anti-immigrant is repulsive."
So, Gordon, the president loves what's happening to the Republicans as he starts swinging through a bunch of states, bringing his State of the Union address message.
Yeah, well, let me just mention one other thing. It looks like the Republican establishment is coming down on Gingrich. I mean, Bob Dole has come out against him, Tom DeLay. Sarah Palin said they're trying to the Republican establishment is trying to crucify him. But yes, you're right. I'm sure the president is enjoying this immensely. His State of the Union speech, as John McCain said, was a great campaign speech. He was stoking the class warfare issue, McCain says. But on our show, Evan Thomas said it was a disheartening partisan speech, and Charles Krauthammer says it was a small ball speech, no big themes.
All right, Gordon, thanks.
Thanks.
You can watch Inside Washington with Gordon Peterson Sunday morning at 9 on ABC7.